It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Fucking snatch weasels.
Oh, shit, get out!
No, oh my God!
Oh, crazy.
If you know that young lady, slap the shit out of her!
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
That feels good.
Dick will make you slap somebody.
Hey, freaks, it's Tuesday, July 15th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, dumb blind Euro ravers, plus the Oral Sex Olympics, and the complicated maneuver known as chainsawing off your own head. All of this, plus your emails and a brand new Sextastic Tuesday. It's all coming up right here, right now, on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Hansen.
Yes, Timothy Tay-Tay Siobhan Henson, this is the Distorted View Show. Thank you so much for checking out the program. It is Sextastic Tuesday. We've got a brand new Corey Penn story for you. We're going to get into that in just a second. Today, for Sideshow members, got a bonus episode for you. So in addition to this program, you're going to be getting another brand new show. Before we get into the story, though, I've got an audio clip for you. This will set the mood. It's a porno clip where a guy is just getting verbally abused by three whores. Take a listen.
Why you dick so flabby like that? Get hard.
Stop yelling at me. This guy's not gonna be able to get a boner with these three women yelling at him.
Why you
drawing attention to the fact that his cock is flaccid.
Why you dick so flabby like that?
Why can't you speak proper English, huh?
Why you dick so flabby?
Why you dick so flabby like that?
Get hard.
Okay.
Fuck, yeah, it was my fucking pussy.
Yeah, it was better when it was hotter. Not the fucking jello.
Jello.
Fucking jello, man.
Yeah.
I like jello, but not my dick to be fucking jello.
Well, suck it.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, suck it and make it hard. Be part of the solution, not the problem. You Selma Hayek-sounding bitch. Oh, and then, okay, so then they finally start sucking his dick. He comes, and the girls are not happy with him at all.
What the fuck?
All right, we can all berate this guy just one at a time. I can't understand what's going on.
I really sucked his dick like for 1 second. That's ridiculous!
Anyone
fucking porn
stars
this
month?
Yeah. Oh my God, no fucking
car
didn't even get to penetrate us! What the fuck?
He didn't even get to penetrate us!
What's wrong with you? Did you see that? I love you, my dick for 1 fucking second!
Oh
my. You're fucking worthless!
You're fucking worthless. There you go. Hope that got you in the mood. Today's Sextastic Tuesday story, like I said, was written by DB superfan Corey. He's written many stories in the past, and this week he brings you Charlie and the Cheese Factory.
It's Sextastic.
Buckle up, kids, we're going to Wisconsin! As the father, Charlie, hopped in the family station wagon, the Smiths were ready for an adventurous trip across America.
Oh, boy! Wisconsin sure sounds fun! What are we gonna do?
Billy asked.
Kids, we're going to a water park,
the mother Nancy said. Yeah, there'll be slides and rides and so much more! After 12 hours of driving, Charlie was apparently having problems with the vehicle. Kids, it looks like the car can't go any further, as Charlie conveniently pulled up to the World Cheese Factory and Museum. I guess this place will have to do. Little did his family know, Charlie had no intention of going to a water park. No, no, Charlie was a closet turophiliac who had a sexual addiction for cheese. The family entered. Charlie immediately had to subdue his bulging erection in his pants.
So, kids, what do you want to do first?
We're going to take the tour, Charlie demanded.
Charlie, why are you...
Shut up! Just shut up! As he put on a Green Bay Packers cheese head. The family joined a crowd and followed the elderly tour guide.
My name is Elroy, and I'm a third-generation cheesemaker. I'm also one of a dozen certified master cheesemakers in America.
You're a god! We know! Charlie barked.
Sir, watch your language. There are children here. Anyway, my great-grandfather came from Switzerland in 1892,
and... Look, I know already! He purchased like 120 acres of farmland with his brothers. If you want to know the life story, just look it up on Wikipedia, folks. Now let's cut the small talk, and let's see some fucking cheese! Woo!
We'll get to the cheese soon. Just shut up, for Christ's sakes, the tour guide pleaded. Oh, now here's our first stop at the petting zoo with... A variety of dairy animals.
Charlie started heavy petting the goats. He gently and erotically ran his fingers over the goat's udders, like fondling bars on a wind chime. He whispered,
Yeah, I wish you were my dairy queens.
Charlie wanted to suck those udders, but he controlled his urges since he didn't want to get kicked out. Their next stop was the kitchen. Inside was a 12-foot-tall cheese pyramid. Without permission, Charlie crammed chunks of lumpy cheese down his throat and cackled in madness. The Asiago is so nutty, with piquant notes. It's a perfect pairing with olive bread. And the Gorgonzola has hints of earthiness in its finish. It's stunning. Absolutely stunning. Oh, God. The tour guide demanded,
Sir, you can't just eat our display.
With his mouth full, Charlie asked, Do you have any dried apricots? Because they enhance and complement the flavors of cheese, as he began to subtly rub his genitals.
Sir, you're going to need to pay for that,
as Charlie immediately tossed out dollars at the guide as if he were a stripper.
Charlie mumbled, This slight chartreuse mountain of cream is more priceless than all the world's gold. Its sexual stench captivates my every bone.
Then Charlie did the unthinkable. He went behind the pyramid, pulled down his pants, revealing his erect cock, which had speckles of dick cheese. His genitals looked like a gift basket with cheese balls, straw-like pubic hair, a big beefy summer sausage, and a hint of garlic. Charlie went into a manic rage and started fucking a giant block of cheese with all his might while yelling, Yeah! You like it when I fuck your gaping cheese hole! Cheese crumbles were rolling down his quivering legs like boulders down a mountainside. Charlie violently raped the cheese, violating its every crevice, every chasm, every cavity he could penetrate.
What in God's country are you doing back there? The tour guide asked.
Charlie let out a giant, Aah! As he pulled out, he shot his cheese whiz jism all over the pyramid's derriere of dairy. His giblets of ejaculate were clumpy and curdled like cottage cheese. Charlie quickly pulled up his pants, came out from behind the pyramid, and had a maniacal smile on his face, and said, Show me more! I've only just begun! The tour guide mumbled,
Okay, moving on. Welcome to our assembly line, the tour guide said. And here's Grover, who's been working the assembly line since 1964.
Ah, shut the fuck up, Grover barked.
He inspects the cheese so you don't have to.
Go fuck yourself.
Grover has repetitive stress injury, so he's a little moody right now.
I look at cheese all fucking day. Someone shoot me. Seriously, right now. Put a bullet in my fucking brain.
Then Charlie said, You have a dream job, you ungrateful elder fuck, as he grabbed Grover by his hairnet and put a knife up to his neck. Take me to the cheese vats or Grover's gonna die, Charlie demanded.
What are you doing? Nancy asked.
The guide interrupted and said, we were eventually getting to that part of the tour. You didn't need to take someone hostage.
I don't care! Take me to your holy grail, Charlie barked.
The crowd entered the processing room. The pools of pungent aroma triggered Charlie to go into another catastrophic sexual frenzy. He removed all of his clothes and hollered, Grover, take this jar of cheese whiz and dump it on my chest. Just take a big dump on my chest.
I don't even care at this point, Grover mumbled, as he unloaded the pasty, runny gold nectar all over Charlie's body.
Charlie went into an erotic seizure, smearing the cheese all over his hair in nether regions, looking like Sesame Street's Big Bird breakdancing in mustard. "Now, use this cheese grater and shave some Colby on my face," Charlie demanded. Charlie then scurried like a rat up a long ladder to the top of the cheese vat. Charlie looked down at the crowd and broke down in tears. "I'm an awful husband, Nancy. I admit I cheated on you. Kids, do you remember that night Daddy took you to Chuck E. Cheese? That night I stole one of the Chuck E. Cheese costumes." "Oh, no wonder why you brought us there past closing time," little Billy said. "And then at home, I went downstairs. I put on that suit and I began constructing a woman made of cheese. She was so soft and tender, and unlike your mother, she wasn't ugly in the face. I fucked her tight cheese holes for weeks. I molested the Monterey, titty-fucked the Gorgonzolas, and I boned the Provolone. Eventually, she started to mold, and her body was decomposing. I could no longer make love to her creamy corpse. So I started eating her in my sandwiches, on crackers, pouring her on my broccoli, and even in my coffee and cereal. The Chuck E. Cheese costume had cheese permanently stuck in the hair. I had to dispose of the costume in the river. They never did find the body. When the cat was away, the mouse did play. Even when I was a boy, I was raised on government cheese." Nancy cried. "It's no wonder you went on welfare when you had a job. You just wanted the cheese! You fraud! I knew it was strange you wanted a cheese encyclopedia for Christmas! You read it more than your Bible! Charlie, you've given into a false god!" "But the cheese brings me closer to God," Charlie suggested. "I always wondered why the baby's breast milk disappeared from the refrigerator," Nancy suspected. "Yeah, it was in my flask, which you thought was my vodka," Charlie admitted. "And you always ordered cheese pizza without the sauce or crust." I know. I even bought commemorative U.S. Post Office stamps with cheese themes. I erotically licked the adhesives to taste the different flavors, and I never even used them for mailing. I can't go on like this," as Charlie looked into the vat of cheese. "Oh, now, don't jump, sir. That's very expensive cheese. I mean, we really care about you," the tour guide yelled. "There's no mousetrap big enough to stop me. I must baptize myself in God's cream. I'm the luckiest boy in the entire world. Charlie dived into the cheese and immediately was shredded by the blades, like piranhas in a feeding frenzy. Screams of pleasure filled the room. Charlie died that day. His obituary was front page news in a little town in Wisconsin, but it was everything Charlie had ever wanted since he was a little boy. To this day, tourists have reported to have seen Charlie's ghost, either fucking a floating block of cheese or jumping off the cheese vat. His spirit lives on. You will be remembered, Charlie. Rest in peace. Cheesy, cheesy peace. That, my friends, is your Sextastic Tuesday for July 15th, 2008. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Real quick, just a reminder, yesterday we did a Sideshow exclusive program. Today we've got a bonus episode for you freaks. So if you're not a member, sign up now. Superfreaksideshow.com. It is DV's member site. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Three quick stories and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from England. A vulnerable man, vulnerable means unstable, cut off his own head with a chainsaw after being ordered to move out of his home to make way for developers. Now, I'm pretty sure, I seem to remember there was another case of a guy who cut off his own head with a chainsaw, and I'm gonna tell you now what I told you then. This is really to anyone who's thinking about suicide. There are countless ways to off yourself, and all of them are better than cutting your head off with a chainsaw. Why? The pain. Here's the thing. The second you take a goddamn chainsaw to your neck, you're gonna feel excruciating pain. And if you're committing suicide, chances are you're already feeling pain, whether it be physical, emotional, what have you. I know I'd want to choose a method that would be as painless as possible. Like I said, a chainsaw to the head, the second skin meets chainsaw, instant pain. And that's just the start of the show. You gotta saw through the whole goddamn thing, and I'm gonna tell you right now, every second is gonna feel like a fucking eternity. Just jump off a bridge or put a goddamn bullet in your head like normal people. Sawing their heads off with a chainsaw. You just had to be different, didn't you? David Files' severed head was found beside the power tool inside his housing association flat shortly after receiving the eviction notice. Detectives were today investigating the possibility that the 58-year-old killed himself rather than leave his home of 8 years. He was the last resident living on an estate earmarked for demolition. All 71 surrounding flats were empty. Paramedics and police made the gruesome find after receiving a 999 call. An inquest is now being carried out into the exact cause of his death. Why waste taxpayer dollars on that? Well, here's our findings. At the time of his death, he did suffer from a cold. He had a hangnail on his right index finger. Looked like it was going to get infected. That could have had something to do with his death. Also, he had a small bruise on his shin. Oh, and his head was completely removed from his neck. So those are the possible reasons for his death. We're going to have to wait for test results to come in, though, to be sure. Mr. Fail had been living in the estate since 2000 and was fighting to stay there despite plans to bulldoze the entire area and rebuild it. Many flats had already been boarded up. Mr. Fail rented the property from Atlantic Housing, LTD. He had been unhappy since the plans to level the flats and rebuild them were passed in 2006. It's thought that he may have even been served with an eviction notice issued through the courts shortly before his death. An inquest was opened and adjourned by the coroner, Simon Burge, that listed the possible cause of death as complete transection of the neck and, quote, chainsaw wound to the neck. Very observant. Second story we have for you today comes from Russia, with love. Dozens of partygoers at an outdoor rave near Moscow. Raves. How very 1997. Yes, partygoers at an outdoor rave near Moscow last week have lost partial vision after a laser light show burned their retinas. I don't know about you, but I think it's time for a distorted view in sensitive reenactment. Pandemonium over there in Moscow. I don't think laser light show lasers make that noise. Ah! Cheesy sound effect from a 1950s sci-fi television program. Ah! All right, back to the story here. Moscow City Health Department officials confirmed 12 cases of laser blindness at the Central ophthalmology, but it's hard to say. Ophthalmological clinic. Whew. They went to the eye doctor, for Christ's sakes. Yes, there were 12 cases there, and another 17 were registered at the city hospital. Attendees at the July 5th Aquamarine Open Air Festival began seeking medical help days after the show, complaining of eye and vision problems. Quote, they all have retinal burns. Oh, Jesus. Scarring is visible on them. Loss of vision in individual cases is as high as 80%, and regaining it is already impossible. Ouch. Yeah, it's very sad they lost their vision, but they must have lost their hearing as well a long time ago, because how else could you explain enjoying this type of shit? It's really good! I just get lost in the music! Oh, I love that beat. Rave attendee Dimitri said, quote, I immediately had a spot, like when you stare in the sun. After 3 days, I decided to go to the hospital. They examined me, asked if I had been to open air, and then put me straight in the hospital. Cosmic Connection, promoter of the Aquamarine Rave, was unreachable and did not list contact numbers on their website. Smart move. Final story we have for you today. Ladies, are you good at cocksucking? Maybe you have what it takes to join the professionals. 9 British women were facing prostitution charges after being arrested this weekend for taking part in an oral sex competition in the Greek... In the Greek holiday island of Zakynthos or something. 6 British and 6 Greek men, including 2 bar owners, were also charged in the incident, which took place in the Ionian Island. I think I said that right, which lies off the west coast of mainland Greece. The women who came to the popular resort on holiday had been paid to take part in the competition, which was video recorded and was to be posted on the internets. The men were charged with encouraging obscene behavior. Here's what I don't understand, and this is the same thing as in the United States. All right. You can pay a woman to have sex on film, right? That's a porn star. That's totally legal, right? Why can't you just pay that woman to have sex with you? It doesn't make any sense. Is Don on the phone? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're paying a woman to have sex. Now, what if you paid a prostitute to have sex with you, but then you videotaped it, thus making her a porn actress? I would have no problem whipping up a quick script for her to read. Just type something up real quick. All right, you're an astronaut with NASA, and I'm a handyman. I found a leak in the rocket ship. You ask me about plugging the hole, and then I make a joke about plugging your hole, and we fuck. The end. Now it's not illegal anymore. It's a porno. America's all screwed up. I can't wait till I'm elected into office. Apparently, this island is known for its wild party scene. Over 15 million people each year, a fifth of them British, visit the eastern Mediterranean country, drawn by its soaring temperatures, sandy beaches, and blue waters. Not to mention the dick-sucking competitions. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's check in with my freaky deaky, see what they're up to.
Hey, Tim, it's the random freak from New York.
Hello.
I just wanted to let you know that I just lost my virginity.
Oh.
And Distorted Views Wednesday show is playing in the background.
Nice.
So from now on, I'm never going to be able to get it up without hearing your voice.
Well.
And to celebrate
that's
that.
That's disturbing.
As soon as I enlist in the Army at the end of the summer, I'm using my bonus to sign up for the side show.
Good boy.
Alright. Peace out.
Girl Scout. All right, next up, yeah.
Hey, Tim, just got done listening to the show the other day. Hey, Tim, just got done listening to the show the other day. That mandatory euthanasia PSA political campaign, fucking hilarious. I've told everybody that I know about that. But I just want to share my I knew when I was a freak moment.
Okay.
I've been listening to the show for a couple of years right now, and about 85% of the places when you do stories in Florida, I have either lived there or visited there frequently.
Yikes.
And I just knew that I didn't stand a chance. Just
you got out.
News and living there.
That's impressive.
It was a deadlock. So anyway, stay frosty, and I will see you in hell, whoever gets there first, me or you. Take care, man. Peace.
Thank you very much. Next up.
I'm blue and deeble double dee
deeble double deeble double doobop. I'm blue and deeble deeble doobop.
Hey Tim, this is Greg from California.
Hi Greg.
It was like 2 months ago I sent you a sextastic Tuesday story. It was like about a squirrel. Did you ever read that? If you haven't, can you read it? And if you have,
do you know how many sextastic Tuesdays I get in my email that are about squirrels? Too many, I don't know. I don't know if I got that. I don't think I did. I don't recall any squirrels in my sex stories.
Yes, I saw you
fly. Oh, very nice. I don't want to hear that.
Hello, Tim. This is Jamie, an underage listener from Jacksonville, Florida, which is our most fucked up state.
Are you that little robot girl from Small Wonder?
11 years old, and I just listened to that pedophile PSA you played on Friday with the kid in the shower. And now I feel like touching myself. Tim, you drive me so wild sometimes.
That computer voice is really good.
Thank you.
Whoever sent that in, email me that computer voice. I could totally use that.
Talk in my little tiny child fingers. Comb your pubic.
Katie's gonna have a little sister on the next skank.
And then afterward pick out baby names.
Sure, you could plow into my 14-year-old pussy, but how about my sister's 6-year-old cunt? Bring her out! Yay! Oh, it'll be a great, great skank.
So, Tony, you sexy fucking beast of a man. Ah, I'm a mummy. Jagu.
What is that? I don't know. How did you accomplish that voice? Master of technology. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it, oh God? Why you dick so flabby like that? Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. Don't forget to vote for us at the Blogger Choice Awards. We're up for Freakiest Blogger, and someone nominated me for Best Daddy Blogger and Best Parenting Blog. I'd love to win those. If you want more DV, got a bonus episode for Sideshow Freaks. Sign up now, superfreaksideshow.com. And we'll see you back tomorrow for the Big Wednesday Show. Until then, bye, everybody!